Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. This is Vicky Barcelona, and with me, my partner in broadcasting crime. Ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No, I liked it.
All right, Sarah, what's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we didn't finish all the text messages from the last episode, so I do want to read one.
There you go.
It's your buddy James here, and WTF did I just read? This has to be one of those never really happened internet stories, and he sent us a picture of this story. It says, my 25-year-old, was it? I'm a little confused.
You can do it.
Well, it says my 25, then F, so female.
Okay.
Boyfriend. I think they mean they're 25 and female. The boyfriend is 19 and male.
Okay.
Has, you know, alone time contests. So alone time is when you go and do your business to yourself. You have sex with yourself.
Yes. You love yourself.
But he has these contests with his roommates every Wednesday and says, I'm being sensitive and overreacting by not approving. First off, if you're 25 and he's 19, you're kind of dumb. Like that, you're dumb to think that he's going to be more mature than that.
Yeah.
Is what I mean. It says, I was recently mortified and astonished when my boyfriend of 3 months told me that since we had been dating for a while, that he wanted to tell me about a weekly tradition he had with his two male roommates who are similar to ages to him. Apparently every Wednesday, the three of them have a, you know, alone time contest. In this bizarre contest, the three of them all do the alone time in the living room next to each other while standing next to each other.
That's weird.
To see who can
have a happy ending.
Yes, but who? If you're, do you know what shock put is?
Yeah.
It's basically, imagine the shock putter trying to see if they can, who can throw it the furthest.
Oh, a distance contest.
Yes. WTF, I am disgusted and confused. My boyfriend actually seemed really taken aback and he started laughing in hysterics when I asked him if he was gay. I wouldn't think he was. I just think you're weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, because I mean, I wouldn't assume they were. I know some guys are just super comfortable.
Yeah, some guys are just,
it's like the guys who have threesomes, like the devil's threesomes, like that aren't bisexual.
Yeah, they just do it.
They just do it, and they're just like, hey, whatever, man, or have sex in the same room. They're like, eh, I don't care. It's just, I don't think they're gay. I think they just don't care.
Yeah, I still think them
that's
three
a little
doing
weird.
It themselves, there's no female involved. I understand why she would ask the question.
I feel like I've remember people saying, and this is before internet porn and everyone had phones, but you'd watch porn with your buddies back when you were younger.
Well, I was going to ask, is there porn when they're doing this?
Yeah, I'm curious. This is just a random story that's a screenshot. I think it's from Reddit. And it's, he says it's just harmless. It's a harmless game. They all do it and it isn't sexual between them. And it's all just about how far they can go.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I was extremely uncomfortable with him acting in a sexual way with anyone outside of our relationship, but he got really annoyed with me and kept insisting that it was just a game. See, I think if there were females involved, I'd be, I mean,
what if there was porn though?
Like if there's porn involved, I wouldn't care. If it's something with another dude like that and he's not bisexual or gay or anything, like, I don't think I'd care, but I think it's weird. Like
I wouldn't
be like, oh my God, you're cheating on me kind of care. Like I'd be like, that's weird. Do you really have to do that? Or how old are you? You're an adult. That I'd care in that sense of like,
I would
really
think it's disgusting and I would be completely turned off.
Although I'd kind of want to watch to see who would win. Anyway, it wouldn't turn me
you
on.
You would have
I'd
him like, film it for you.
Funny enough, he said I could even be a spectator when they do it tomorrow night. And that girlfriends
what?
Of the other roommates have been in on the audience before. I was so mortified and astounded by this that I had to leave. He keeps texting me saying he's amazed by my hilarious reaction and that I need to chill. I really don't know what to think about this. Do I need to let him have his game or am I being approved? I'm like, look, if you're uncomfortable, whether this is real or not, if you're uncomfortable in a situation, I think that there is nothing wrong with you walking away.
Yeah, and expressing how you feel about it to him. And if he is not really giving a crap about you, how you feel about it and your emotions towards it, then maybe he's not the one for you. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, it's only been
that would make me feel very uncomfortable. And I don't care if it's just a game to you or whatever, but it's making your girlfriend feel that uncomfortable, then just not participate in the game. Just don't do it.
Or, I mean, if you really want to, then this isn't the person for you.
Yeah,
move on.
Because
exactly. Obviously the other girlfriends have no problem with the other guys doing it. So,
which is weird. I don't want to see my boyfriend and his two friends do that to themselves just for, I don't know.
I think it's weird that it's that often. I think that's what bugs me the most.
I think it's weird that they're doing it. I mean, pee and just do it with your pee. Just see who can pee the farthest. Like, I think that's weird. That's like a sexual thing. You're supposed to like, it's supposed to feel so good or whatever. Like, don't, why are you trying to do that with your buddies?
I think she's uncomfortable and she's
this girl.
I think she's totally like, you know what? You are not being a prude. You're stating what you are not comfortable with and you want to not be a part of that. And that's totally cool. If he doesn't want to change, then don't force it because he's going to resent you. Even though it's a really dumb thing to resent someone over for, but
leave his ass.
Just leave his ass.
Yeah.
But I do want to hear about what happened, all the wedding shenanigans. But because we were talking about trying to figure out why guys do what they do,
yes,
I have this article about men sharing secrets that many women have no clue about.
Oh, okay.
So it's us getting clued into what's kind of going on in their mind.
Yeah, please.
So it's like, what are some guy secrets girls don't know? So when they get aroused physically, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily mean they're turned on. It's just sometimes like, hey, I'm here. What's up? What is it, boy? You see something? It just happens.
It just gets excited. It just wants attention.
Yeah.
Even if it's not the sexual kind.
Right. It's just like, it just happens. It doesn't mean we're horny. So like there's times where it might happen. It's like, I'm not turned on by this situation. I promise. It's just, it
It'll just be like in the workplace or at school or something. And then
right.
You're just on
super,
the bus.
Or you're just super comfortable.
Yeah, just relax.
It just happens. I mean, I don't have one, so I don't know, but this is what I hear.
Or like when they wake up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when they're sleeping or whatever.
So another one is, if you want something, just ask. We are task-oriented. Saying I'm cold won't always register to us. Say, I need a blanket. Can you get me one? Mm. And if you're mad at us for something, just tell us, and we will probably stop doing it if it's that realistic. Don't just fester in your anger for days and wonder why we don't care. We do. We just have no idea what you want us to do. Just be direct. Communication. It's a big thing we talk about here. It's like, I spent an hour or so this morning reading about fighter jets. Then I dozed off and dreamt that I was a pilot. Then I remembered a cool folder I had once of a T-Rex flying a fighter jet on it. I laughed out loud at the memory and my wife freaked out and asked, and I said not to worry about it. And then I laughed again because I thought about a T-Rex trying to fit in a flight school. My wife and I were fighting because she thinks I'm hiding something. We're really not that mysterious. Sometimes we're just laughing at a T-Rex trying to take notes on wind speed and lift.
That seriously sounds like my boyfriend. That is something like his mind would totally go to and travel to.
That's, I call it following the bouncing ball when I'm trying to explain like what are you laughing at or what's going on? What are you thinking about?
There was like these little mermaid like action figures that we had on drinks one time that would just like fit on the edge of like your drink or something. And I don't know why, but he like looked kind of puzzled and just kind of like he was really thinking about something hard and like he would want to bring it up to me or something. And I was like, babe, like what's going on? What's wrong? He's like, oh, nothing, nothing. And he still had that look. And I'm like, you could talk to me about anything. He's like, I'm really wondering how one would have sex with a mermaid. And I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, because look at your drink. It has a little mermaid on it. Like, how does that happen? And I'm like, oh, my God. No, how does it happen?
I call it the bouncing ball, or it's like you see one thing, and then it makes you think of one thing, makes you think of another, which bounces to this.
Wait,
and you're like, we were just talking about this. How did you get over here? Because I've had people.
That's like, you in a nutshell, too, though.
Like, I've had problems in relationships and in friendships. They're like, why do you try so hard to be random and weird? I'm like, I am not.
Well, and then
I swear to God,
and then
I'm not trying.
Ask people like that, like my boyfriend or you or whatever, like how'd you got there? And then you explain how you got there and you're like, wow, I regret asking that.
I know. And
so
I'm just
much.
Like, I'm going to explain to you the bouncing ball. I thought of this, which made me think of that, which reminded me of this. And then I thought about this. And then it made me kind of go to here. So
you're like, no.
Exactly. So either you like don't ask it, like, but you can't complain about us randomly saying weird crap. Another one is when people come crying to us, our first inclination is to fix the problem. Since this is often not possible, lead with something along the lines of, can I vent for a minute? Or anything that signals to us that this is just time for active listening rather than problem solving session. This is how I relate to a guy. I am very much a fixer. So I need somebody to say, I'm just venting.
Yeah, I wish I knew that with all this wedding stuff. I should have led with all of that first because my boyfriend kept trying to fix it. And I'm like, you can't fix it. Like, it's already a done deal.
And then you
deal.
Get mad and then he gets mad.
Exactly. And then
it's
I'm
just
like,
be like,
sorry.
Hey, look, I just need a vent real quick. Can I vent to you? And that's what my old roommate and I would do. And he's like, dude, I'd be like, I need you to be a girl for me right now. I need you to be my girlfriend because I'm about
to
bitch about it.
When I vent and someone just says, yeah, dude, that sucks.
I think
I'm like, no, yeah, okay, give me more than that, though. Like, and they're like, I can't do anything.
Well, I think at that point, maybe they don't agree with you. So they're just like,
yeah, they're like, I don't. Or they're like not in the situation at all. So they like can't really contribute right. because they don't really know.
Yeah. Like I try to find something basic that I could cling, like hang on to and be like, oh, yeah, you know what? That really sucks when people do A, B, and C.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rather just than like, just being like uh-huh. this specific person. Just
that's
be like,
nice. Cool story, bro.
Yeah,
I hate when people say cool story, bro. I'm like, thanks. I'm
like, yeah, it's, you're dismissing.
Yeah, it's very dismissive.
Me and my problems.
It's that weird line of trying to be understanding and being there and not sound dismissive.
Yeah.
But also not try to interject how to help.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Another one is sometimes we just like to be the little spoon. I love being the big spoon. Not often, but sometimes because it's like, woo! I call it
I'm a big spoon.
I call it the jetpack. I'm his jetpack. Because most guys I date are bigger than me.
My boyfriend loves being the big spoon, but it's hard for me because he's way bigger than I am. When I try to be the big spoon, yeah.
I know,
he
it's always
a little spoon.
It's always awkward because normally I think guys, because we're smaller, they can put their arm, their bottom arm under our head. Or under our neck, I should say. And us, we have to like climb all the way up there.
Yeah.
Put our arm under their head. And it's just awkward because now it's like we're humping their shoulder blades.
Yeah. And it's like, this is actually really uncomfortable for me.
If you have a son, don't rush into his room and demand that he get up immediately to do chores or some crap. He definitely has morning wood and appreciate not needing to hide that from his mother. Give him 5 minutes.
Really any age, I feel like they always have morning wood.
Men, and this is actually really important. It's like men just have just as many issues with mental health, depression, anxiety, body issues. So please recognize this. I hate living in a world where it's not socially acceptable for men to talk about these things. A lot of guys would talk about their experiences and issues, but I don't feel like they can. I feel like we just sort of ignore the issue, and guys that have mental health issues are sort of looked down upon because men are supposed to be outgoing and confident. Maybe you have a guy friend who doesn't get out a lot. Maybe he's acting strange or isn't totally there, and this might be why.
Because
It's like, man up. That's the thing. It's like, man up.
Yeah,
it's like
not
if you're feeling
really
sad.
Have emotions and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's not fair at all.
I think the body issue's pretty interesting, too, because I always kind of forget that in a way.
Yeah,
you know?
Because you think, oh, you know, you're just a standard guy. I mean, guys in media can get away with a lot more.
They definitely can. And I feel like a lot of guys, they don't care as much about it as a lot of girls do.
Right.
Like, even if some guys do.
But there's always going to be the guy like, I wish I was buff, but I'm really, really scrawny. Or I'm fat. I wish I was skinny, scrawny like that guy. Like, or I'm super buff, but I'm never buff enough.
But I kind of feel like overall,
there's
maybe because they are accepted more in society, maybe it doesn't bother them as much. Because I definitely think it bothers girls way more.
But there's also people that are just awful. Like, I dated a guy for a little bit who he had gained some weight. And I think, I don't know if he was heavier. And he's not even fat. Like, he just had gained weight.
Mm-hmm.
And the girlfriend he had at the time would call him out. It's like, you're fat ass and blah, blah, blah. When they'd fight, she would attack his weight. And that kind of generated a complex for him.
Oh, yeah.
So when we were hanging out, like, and kind of hooking up, he's like, you do find me attractive? I'm like, hell yeah, I do. Like, I find you really attractive, like, physically, mentally, all that stuff. But how damaged he was from all that, you know, abuse kind of made it hard for him to be in a
relationship. Was he really not fat and she would call him fat when they got mad at each other?
Like, I'm trying to think if I can find somebody who I can relate him to physically.
I would kill someone if they called me fat in an argument.
See,
I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're never getting any of this ever again then.
Yeah, like he was just in a very like manipulating relationship for a while. And so that was just the thing she would say. And it's like, okay, that's not cool. Like the guys. And
I feel like if you're going to fight, like why would you take it to like that kind of level, or even calling someone ugly, or like you obviously, I feel like, might think that in general, even, and it just came out during fighting.
Yeah, I mean, but this is what he had like a little bit, but he wasn't like,
I don't know, he's like kind of normal looking.
Yeah, like maybe dad bod, but like he's really broad and strong.
Yeah,
he's just got like a little belly, but not too much. Like
we call that chubby, my boyfriend and I. My boyfriend's not fat, he's a little chubby.
Sorry, I just found out, I just realized that he's mutual friends with somebody, and I have no idea how he's mutual friends with this person. So
bouncing ball, Vicky,
yes,
bouncing ball.
I know, going
ADD.
Back. Going back.
This is,
I'm not staring at you.
She's
I'm,
like a guy.
Yes, I'm zoned out thinking about how to start a brewery in medieval England whilst my eyes just happen to be facing your direction. That happens to me too.
Oh my gosh, you having a conversation with a guy. You guys would be all over the road.
Oh my God. Oh, that actually happened with my buddy and I last night. We're like messaging each other. It's like, what is your dream? And we just kind of went into like what kind of zombie fortress cabin we would live in.
I can't do that. I'm like so not ADD. I would be like, get back on track. Oh my gosh.
Oh, this is when people are like, are you sure you're ADD? I'm like, I had a therapist tell me once that I was. And so whenever
you hang
like,
out with her for like 20 minutes, you know she's like, ADD.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's friends with someone on Facebook that I know.
Huh. I'm about, and I can go down this rabbit hole, but I'm not going to. We don't get the hint saying I almost broke my neck in the driveway. It's not the same as saying, asking us to shovel it. In my mind, I'm thinking, thanks for the heads up. I'll be careful.
Oh, man.
If you see if it's hot outside and you see a guy doing some wacky dance, they're just unsticking their junk.
Or the chub rub. Girls get that, too. Girls get that, too.
Yeah. This guy says, I like hugs.
Oh, yeah. Everyone needs hugs.
As a favor, I worked on a girl's car one time and got pretty dirty. Afterwards, she asked me if I wanted to come inside and take a shower. I told her no because I hadn't brought any clean clothes to put on after the shower. She just kind of giggled. Yeah, us guys aren't exactly bright when it comes to reading between the lines.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like any girl would be like, you want to take a shower? Like, you're hella... Well, I don't know.
I'd be like, hey, do you want to just come take a shower?
And be like, no clean clothes. And you'd be like, oh, well...
I'll wash them for you.
Yeah. Lay naked with me while you dry.
It's like, I had a girl tell me that my haircut looked nice, and I've kept the same haircut for 4 years since then. I really think that's how guys work. Anyways, I know we're kind of approaching the end of time, but I want to hear what happened at your wedding.
Oh, yes. So,
the one you've been stressing over for the last year.
Yes. My best friend, or not my best friend, one of my really good friends, whatever, finally got married on Saturday. May the 4th be with you wedding, Star Wars themed. All behind the scenes, it was a complete S show, for sure. You know, we didn't know if we were going to be walking down with bouquets or lightsabers or anything for that matter. None of her decorations and the centerpieces were ready. You know, just like a lot of that kind of stuff that kept happening. She forgot the groom forgot all of their ties in California. They forgot all of their sand for the centerpieces 2 hours away where her parents live. So it was a bunch of that kind of stuff. But all in all, the wedding was awesome.
Really?
Yes. I asked my parents, I asked my brother, like, how was it? And they said, you would have never known it was such an S show behind the scenes.
Yay!
And it was seriously like an S show, like right before she like walked down the aisle, because we couldn't do a run through because the person who marries them was running late and she had to get her hair and makeup done, so there wasn't time to bowl. So like literally right behind, I was like, okay, you guys, we're going out, do this. We put our lightsabers up, then we turn them off, then we turn them on, then we did it, and like we all got it, and they were like, oh yeah okay,
yeah, sure, we'll figure
and then,
it out.
Yeah, it went well.
That's awesome.
Honestly, super super fun, super,
super stressful.
So super stressful. I'm so glad it's over. I'm so glad my speech is over.
So do you have any other friends getting married soon?
Hell no. And if I do, well, I do actually, but I don't think I'm in their weddings. So nice. Hopefully I'm just going to be a guest, which is what I want to be. But, and honestly, I got so drunk. And so now kind of trickling back, the people are sending pictures, remembering things. And I'm like, holy crap. I forgot that some chick caught the bouquet and my face read exactly how I felt about it, because she was like 12 and the video was taken, and I'm just what the hell. But apparently
I caught the bouquet once when I was about that age, and the woman ripped it out of my hands.
Yeah,
and I'm not fighting over this.
It is. I remember thinking my face was just like, Sarah, wipe the face off, like you look like a bitch. But I didn't, but I still but the guy who bought the garter, yeah, I looked
who got the garter
who got the garter had to put the garter on the person who caught the bouquet, but she was like 12. So I think I stepped in and was like, okay, but he had to not use his hands. So he only had to use his teeth. So I'm pretty much like,
you got it.
Straddle
anyways.
Position. His mouth is up my thigh. People were like, oh, is her boyfriend going to, he was gay. So it was all good.
Okay,
you know, like
that's even better.
George
actually.
Probably, no. And he was in a romper. So I was like, okay, he's gay. Like, it's fine. Like, my boyfriend's not going to freak out. But I'm like, poor the groom's family, because seriously, they don't know. I don't think they knew what they were getting into. We're all ratchet. The bride had a sexy legs contest. My brother was in it. It was hilarious. But the first guy who like went out, pulled his pants down. like pulled his pants down to his boxers and then showed his booty and like started like twerking it. And I was like, this is such a ratchet wedding. Like,
I feel like yours would be even more ratchet.
Oh, probably.
I mean, it'd be a very low-key affair in the sense of you don't want to spend money, but it would still be a very ratchet affair.
Oh,
for
yeah,
the
because
price.
I feel like all the people are so ratchet. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like, oh, wow, everyone probably just saw my hoo-ha. But, okay, yeah. Everyone's seeing this guy's booty. Like, it's cool.
We're fine.
Yeah, and it was so good, but I'm so glad it's over. So glad.
Oh, my goodness. I'm kind of glad I wasn't there, but I'm kind of jealous I wasn't either.
It was a blast. If you were a guest, I wish I was just a guest because there were so many people from my elementary school, my high school, uh-huh. like my entire family there, her family, like so many people that you don't really see that often, but we're all
so
coming together
like
for a wedding.
Extended like a family reunion. That's
yeah.
awesome.
And it was just like if you could just go there and be a part of the festivities and like they had stormtroopers and like actors dressed up as
That's
Star
cool.
Wars characters. They, you know, they like really did that well. They had a photo booth, they had desserts, they had Azelles, they had dicks, they like open
cool.
bar like that. So the whole party was awesome. Mm-hmm. Just the behind the scenes was an S show.
I'm so glad that I'm at the point, like granted two sets of friends are getting married this year. I might only be able to go to one of the weddings just because of the whole house thing. I might, because the other one requires me to travel to San Diego.
Oh yeah.
And like I already told her, she's like, no, you're totally fine, honey. You're doing something
But you're
awesome.
Not in any of them.
No,
right?
No. I'm not in either wedding, or at least I haven't been told. That'd be crap because they're next month or 2 months from now.
That'd be hella funny.
but I think I'm almost done. I don't have a whole lot of friends that are...
We are just beginning with my friends.
Yeah, so have fun, Sarah. You're going to have to deal with what I had to deal with.
Oh, yeah. I thought maybe one of my really good friends who I know for sure I'd be in her wedding, if not the maid of honor, was uh-huh. going to get engaged soon. And I was like, here we go again. But
did they break up?
Yep.
And jinxed it.
As much as I'm like, oh, my God, that sucks. I'm like, low-key, like, thank God. You're
such an a-hole.
Hey, I think they both can find better people for each other.
That's good.
Yeah. But, yeah, I am an a-hole.
Anywho, guys, I feel like we have a decent amount of guys that listen to this podcast. What is something, like a secret that girls don't know that we should know, kind of going along the list?
Yeah, that'll help us out because, I mean, I think it'll save so many stupid little arguments.
Right.
Or so many of me or any girl rolling their eyes and be like, why don't they get it? And be like, we're just stupid.
Because both genders are stupid for different reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you think we would have figured it out by now.
Or like anytime I say like my bag is, oh my God, my bag is so heavy. That is for you to take it out of my hands and carry it for me. Not just be like, oh, damn,
see,
that sucks.
I get emasculated in a weird way, even though I'm a girl. I get emasculated when I'm like, oh, I'll carry this for you. Like, your dad's tried carrying stuff for me, and I'm carrying, like, four bags and, like rolling a bag behind me. Like, oh, I got this. I'm like, no, I got it.
Well, it's funny.
I can do it.
Well, because, like, my dad will be like, I can't carry one bag. Like, he can't carry a bag, so I have to carry them all. But, like, George is the opposite. My boyfriend, he's like, no, I need to carry them all. And I'm like, no, let me, I have a hand. Like, let me do at least something.
Right. I feel like I think I'm just a dude.
Yeah.
I'm very much a dude.
Yeah, we need to.
But I like dudes.
Girl you up a little.
I'm good because I have, I was going to say, I have better communication with my imaginary boyfriend. I have great communication with this guy that doesn't exist.
I have great communication with your imaginary boyfriend, too.
I know. Are you seeing him on the side? You slut.
Yes, I am. He likes
okay.
me more.
Whatever. I'm direct with him. I just tell him, I'll carry the bags, bitch.
And he's like, okay.
Yeah, fine. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.